This is Up the Road, dedicated to sustaining the California story. I'm Kim Weir. Unless you're long in the tooth like me, you've probably never heard the Midwestern witticisms of Bill Vaughn, editor and columnist at the Kansas City Star, who died in 1977. Here is some sample wit. A citizen of America will cross the ocean to fight for democracy, but won't cross the street to vote in a national election. That one, not always true, especially given the turnout in our most recent presidential election, but based on past ones, true enough. And if there is anything the nonconformist hates worse than a conformist, it's another nonconformist who doesn't conform to the prevailing standard of nonconformity. That's truthy, too. And then my favorite, an optimist stays up to see the new year in. A pessimist waits up to make sure the old one leaves. I'm typically an optimist. That's usually me, laughing or maybe jumping up and down, eager for the sparkling new year. This year, I grumbled and groused like an exhausted old security guard, furtively glancing at my watch and then up the road, not at all sure that that old coot, 2020, was leaving office like he said. Just where are we as travelers in 2021? Optimistic? Ready to enjoy a freewheeling fun year, thrilled by the world unfurling at our feet, never once looking back over our shoulders? Or pessimistic, trudging along, glumly in step, with some sad version of the status quo? Looks like 2021 will offer both. More cautious, let's wait and see 2020, pandemic and all. But also, as coronavirus vaccines start to transform the world, a friendlier travel future. The American Automobile Association expects domestic travel to begin picking up this spring into summer, though with a surprisingly slow vaccination rollout so far, that start may actually be summer into fall. According to AAA, consider not only traveling from point A to point B, but also necessary or desired stops in between, because COVID-19 situations may vary greatly. Will you need to quarantine, for example? Will you need a negative COVID test? California's strict, but essentially unenforced, travel advisory discourages visitors from other states and countries. A 10-day quarantine is required. It also discourages non-essential travel more than 120 miles from home for Californians, which includes traveling for fun. And if they travel recreationally across state lines, Californians too need to quarantine when they come back home. What does all this mean? My own opinion is we need to continue to dream and plan. Planning a trip can be quite satisfying, even if you have to wait to set out. But maybe you won't wait long. None of us yet knows what will be possible this year, so we need to be flexible in 2021. For example, starting next week, we'll start to dream. Up the Road, we'll explore California destinations we'll be able to visit once most of us are vaccinated and we're free to travel. But we'll also plan, considering relatively safe excursions closer to home. Stay tuned. Until next time, this is Kim Weir for Up the Road.